Hey everybody, it's Brian from WorkinSports.com. Before we get into today's podcast episode on the importance of forming relationships and mental health in sports, I want to tell you about the Masters in Sports Business Leadership program at Seattle University. This unique program helps you develop the business skills that will set you apart in the sports industry. And that is a very important feature to look for when you evaluate sports programs. Will you learn the business principles of sports? In this program, the answer is a resounding yes. You'll also gain real work experience, which is hugely important, and connections with sports industry professionals. That's the trifecta, people. Getting the experience, making connections, and learning the business of sports, that's the deal. Seattle is also a thriving sports community. I should know, I lived in Seattle for 10 years, and it is a very underrated sports city. Very passionate and supportive fans, and great local businesses connected to sports, in addition to the great teams in the region. At Seattle U, you will be right in the middle of it all. I can't recommend this program enough. Great program, great people. For more information, email msbl@seattleu.edu. That's MSBL for Masters in Sports Business Leadership at seattleu.edu. Or you can call them directly at 206-398-4610. Tell them I sent you. No, seriously, tell them. All right, let's start the countdown.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff.
Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Clapp, Director of Content for WorkinSports.com, and this is the Workin' Sports Podcast. Wow, what a week. Okay, we'll get into more of the details of what was a crazy last week in a little bit. But first, the normal flow of the Monday shows, it's pretty simple. I read through the myriad of fan questions that come in either through my LinkedIn or our private Facebook group or direct email right to me. However you want to get your questions to me, I listen and I read them all. I pick out one to focus in on that I think will appeal to the greatest number of listeners. So if I don't read your question that is super specific to your situation, it's not because it wasn't a good question. It's just generally because I'm trying to create content that helps everyone. Most of the questions that come in that are super specific, I answer on a personal level, just maybe not on the show. Those people who send in questions and have them read on the show get a free month at our site, workinsports.com, which is the number one job board for the sports industry for the last 2 decades. I mean, we're really good at this. Right now, I'm just checking really quick. We have just short of 11,000 active sports jobs, including, let's see, I see a video producer for a regional sports network. That's right in my alley. It's kind of fun. Communications coordinator for an NFL team. Senior analyst for a popular online sports site. Baseball marketing intern for a sporting goods company who I never realized was based in Chicago. Learn something new. Anyway, workinsports.com, incredible site. I've been working there for 6 years now. Great group of people. We work really hard on bringing you great information about the sports industry and great jobs everywhere across the country. That's what our Monday shows generally are. I want to set the stage for what we usually do on Mondays because I'm not doing that today. I'm going in a different direction. I make an effort to, trust me, it's going to be a little bit all over the place today, but please bear with me because there's a lot of important things I want to say. I make an effort to read a lot, not just sports stuff and not just headlines. I read politics, news, science, Pulitzer Prize winning books about 3 generations of a Greek American family in Detroit with a deep family secret. No, that's literally the book I'm reading right now. It's called Middlesex by Jeffrey Eugenides, and it's really good. But that's off topic. I told you it's going to be a little bit random today, but I think it'll be enjoyable. Definitely important. I think the reason I'm bringing this up is because reading makes me a better writer and communicator and introduces me to thoughts and points of views that need considering. I'm not here telling you, you need to read more. That's not the point of this conversation. Just stick with me. Often when I scan through my favorite sports site, I'm the guy who passes by the UNC Duke analysis and reads the long form Sports Illustrated story on Indians pitcher Trevor Bauer. I find that stuff fascinating. I love the storytelling of it. I love the way they're able to ask questions and get these great answers from people. That's what I study. That's what I like. Again, this isn't an attempt to give myself a pat on the back or sound more important. It's just trying to give you some context for this conversation we're about to have. I stumbled across a headline this weekend from the Sloan Sports Analytics Conference at MIT. Bill Simmons interviewed NBA Commissioner Adam Silver, and the headline was, "At Sloan, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver talks candidly about players' mental health." The subhead is a quote that says, quote, "I think it's a generational issue." And this piqued my interest because last year when Kevin Love and DeMar DeRozan and other players started to talk about their mental health issues, I literally sat back and wondered, what the heck is going on here? Now, obviously, I'm not naive. I know people have demons and depression and all those things, of course. But I did look at it and think, huh, this is really an interesting subject. What's going on here? Silver shares, "When I meet with players, what surprises me is that they're truly unhappy. A lot of these young men are generally unhappy." So what is the root of these issues? What are we doing wrong here? And what is it about the NBA in particular that is seeing this issue? Is it just that they're more vocal and these problems exist everywhere in sports? Or is there something bubbling under the surface of the NBA experience? I don't know. I'm not naive. I know people are unhappy. I know depression numbers are on the rise. I did a quick look. One study last year informed that depression is on the rise among Americans from all age groups, but is rising fastest among teens and young adults. But maybe I am naive, because I always thought sports helped with a lot of issues of depression. I had friends growing up and through college who used sports as their escape from the ravages of real life, as their safe haven, their happy place. But now I'm reading more than ever about sports being a catalyst, not a cure. I got into sports for two main reasons: competition and team. And by team, I mean a sense of belonging, of community, of unity. Yes, I was driven by my desires to beat the crap out of the person across from me and win. But just as important was the moments in the locker room, getting ready for a grueling practice or after a win or a long bus ride to a playoff game. Those moments, those shared experiences cannot be replicated. But this is where Silver sees a problem, and frankly, I do too. There is no effort to create these relationships. I'm quoting the article again. "In his observations and meetings with players, Silver said he has discovered there are pervasive feelings of loneliness and melancholy across the league. He cites six-time NBA champion Michael Jordan's final season with the Chicago Bulls as a paragon. He said he no longer sees the high level of camaraderie or team building that once existed in previous years. Quote, if you're around a team in this day and age, there are always headphones on, Silver said. The players are isolated and they have their heads down. He then went on to refer to Jordan's Bulls as a band of brothers who were able to strengthen their relationships via the constant travel that comes with being a professional athlete. And 12-time NBA All-Star Isaiah Thomas told him, championships are won on the bus. I love that quote, but it's sad that it's not true anymore. You may be thinking right now, I don't play in the NBA. Why do I care? Well, you should, because we're all losing focus on what is truly important in life. We all want to win, to achieve, but we've forgotten what winning actually looks like. Winning may not be on the scoreboard, or in the paycheck, or in the vacation time, or in the negotiation, or the presentation you just nailed. I believe it's in the relationships we build. We're going to take a quick break from our conversation on the importance of relationships and how it affects your mental health in the sports industry to thank our sponsor, Georgetown University. Georgetown offers a part-time master's in sports industry management that prepares you to excel in the global sports industry. Ideal for working professionals, the program offers flexible options to take classes online, on campus, or through a combination of both, so you don't have to interrupt your career to earn your degree. You'll leave the program with the communication, business, and leadership strategies that position you for success. To learn more about the program, visit scs.georgetown.edu/workinsports. One more time, scs.georgetown.edu/workinsports. Now, let's get back to the show and continue this really important conversation. One of the major reasons I decided personally to work in the sports industry is because I wanted to try and replicate the feeling of community and team that you get from sports. When I broke into the industry, I started working with, 200 other people I had never met. But we all started working the same crazy late nights, the weekends, the holidays, and we all had a deep love of sports and competition, and we'd challenge each other in debates, and we'd have arguments, and it was fun. This was my team. These were my people. To this day, they are still. It's about the relationships we built. It's about taking off the headphones, putting away the phone, and looking people in the eyes. No, this is not some old guy with another, "Smartphones are the devil." This is a guy saying, work on the relationships you have in your work, in your life, in your sports, because those are something that last through all times. Silver again, he recalled the conversation he had with a superstar player. He said to me, this is Silver talking, quote, he said to me, from the time I get on the plane to when I show up in the arena for the game, I won't see a single person. And there was a deep sadness around him. What? This is me again. Why is this happening? I don't know. I don't have those answers. I leave you all to figure out and analyze in your own world. But this is a conversation you should have with yourself. I'll tell you this. You should expect more, but you have to work at it. What this all proves is that relationships don't happen based on similar circumstances. It is not automatic that because you share the same challenges, you will bond and form a brother or sisterhood. You have to work at it. 2 months ago, myself and the rest of the staff at Work in Sports, we met up for our quarterly business summit in Phoenix. Together, one morning before we got started, we hiked a mountain. I remember that hike, more than anything we did in our conference room. I remember being at the top of the mountain with my coworkers and friends, more than the revenue spreadsheet. I remember us laughing, and I remember us joking. Those are the moments that matter. That's winning. You know, I listen to a lot of other podcasts, and I'm amazed at how often hosts personalize everything. They make it about them, which is something I've tried to avoid. I've always felt that it was using your own private personal issues as cheap clickbait to get more listens to your show. And that to me feels very inauthentic. So I try not to do it. I will share my work experiences and things that I think are relevant and will help you, but I don't do a lot of, personal talk. I don't think you want to hear me talking about me. You want to learn things that can help you. And so that's been my focus, but indulge me a second here. This past week, my wife was in the hospital. It was an awful week. But you know what prevented me from feeling the same fear, sadness, isolation, and depression that many in today's generation are struggling with? The exact same emotions DeMar DeRozan, Kevin Love, and other players that Adam Silver is interacting with, those emotions they're feeling, you know what prevented me from feeling that? The relationships in my life. The people who pick me up and support me through all times, those bonds that can't be broken even as time and distance increases. Silver finished by saying, I think this is a generational issue. Maybe he's right. Maybe he's wrong. Maybe this generation is more vocal about their feelings and mine was more closed off. I'm not here to judge or to label, but I'll say this. Hear this conversation. Know that it is an issue and that you are not alone in feeling the ways you feel, that people are dealing with it in a very real way. Challenge yourself to be the master of your own situation, to take the steps necessary to improve your relationships on your job and in your everyday, to value the people in your life and grow that sphere of influence even broader, and to be open to new people of all backgrounds. Take the challenge of talking to people and going on a road trip or hanging out at a music festival or doing a Spartan race. I don't know what it is, but I know what it isn't. Real relationships don't happen when our heads are down and our earbuds are in. That's it for today. Thanks for all the love and care you've shown me. Sorry. As many of you have checked in and supported me in this difficult week, we're all good. Out of the woods and back to work. I canceled last Thursday's Facebook Live because I was at the hospital, but I'll be back at it this week, 7:30 p.m. Eastern on Thursday from the Work in Sports Facebook page. work on those relationships, that bond, that familiarity, that exposure to other people and their points of view. It'll make you a better, happier person. I promise.